The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Create a Spiritual Village Wherever We Live in California, USA in December 19th.
Just come to say hello and let you know I'm here. You know what? It's very nice to have a village, huh? I always dream, you know, like every of us, huh? All of us have dreamed, like, we should have a kind of a spiritual village, huh? Where we can live together and all the people work together, and all that would be nice. But I don't know if this kind of idea really is acceptable for this kind of planet or not. It seems difficult. There are many different groups have tried, huh? Also. And sometimes they're successful for a while. Huh? And also depends on where you are. If you're in India, perhaps you are safer. Huh? Because Indian people and Indian country as usual, normally they are more accustomed to this kind of spiritual group and all kind of spiritual belief and systems. Nobody cares. The Buddhists would go to the Hindu temple and the Hindu would go to Bodh Gaya and bow to the Buddha and et cetera, et cetera. And the Muslim would, go together with the Sikh, whatever, no? Religious atmosphere in India is very, very harmonious compared to other places. And so if any spiritual group, big group, survived, are almost in India, huh? Or in Tibet, if there are suddenly so much, a vast rush of big positive energy concentrated somewhere, then immediately you attract even bigger negative energy to come. Because this world is a world of negative energy. Not because the world is negative. It is because of the inhabitants of this planet are so accustomed to negative atmosphere and they generate by their thought, action, expectation, brainwashing, customs, or habits, they generate a kind of negative feeling, negative atmosphere around them, and they expect things negative way. They never believe God can make so much miracle. They never dare to ask for anything because they think they ask but they don't get it. Anyhow. So it's just, okay, I pray to you but I know you won't give it, so it's okay. Okay, whatever, you know. You know, the faith is not deep enough to change this planet atmosphere into positive energy. Therefore, whatever little positive energy we can create or any real spiritual group can create is sometimes attract more negative obstacles. Huh? Not that like attract like, huh? Like people say, but opposite attracts. It has to be. Otherwise, this world is not balanced as it is. Otherwise, this world is not called the Earth planet, but would be named perhaps, what? Planet X5077, something like that. Huh? Or heavenly abode, huh? Or more civilized planet. Sooner or later, any planet would evolve with the time, and with the spiritual understanding, the planet will evolve. But if we evolve in a material wise and not balanced with the spiritual power, then the world or the planet or that any particular planet will be destroyed in time. And that is what they call the end of the world. Not this world particularly, any world that is created. And when it happens to be imbalanced by the outweigh of material advancement versus spiritual development, then disaster occurred. For example, if any planet, after a while, the planet just formed and then they go through evolution from caveman to civilization, etc., etc., and then they develop until one day they find like atom energy, thing like that, electronic energy, and then trouble begins. At that time, if such a world, citizens happen to discover very high energies or some matter, you know, very, very advanced matter, like atom, thing like that. And then if they don't have enough spiritual understanding to control their knowledge of the physics, then trouble begins. Then they will use it for bad things, or accident can happen because not enough intelligence to handle this dangerous but otherwise would be useful matter. So in this world, as you can see, not too many spiritual practitioners as compared to non-spiritual practitioners. I mean, some people say they are Christians or they are Buddhists or maybe other religions, but they may not necessarily practice the true religious doctrine that was supposed to be imparted to them. You know what I mean? When you look around you, you find some examples in plenty. So in this case, if we gather together somewhere for so long a period of time and the energy just keep building up, then of course something might happen, because the negative power is more outweighed the positive at the moment, even though we developed and it has already benefited a great deal to the world. But I tell you, even if we practice spiritually, material side, we will also have fulfillment. If only you have faith. God can make anything happen. He make the whole world, the whole universe. Can you imagine? Look around you, how many miracles in front of you. These are all miracles. Can you create one like that? No. Can you create any particle of your body the way it is? And everyone is so unique, even though we all have nose in the middle and eyes on both sides, even two ears as well. But we don't look the same. How can that be? Billions of people. Rarely someone looks the same except the twin, you know, or the double. This is rare case. Even then there are something different. Huh? Fingerprints, huh? Hair, eyes color, thinking. Lifestyle, idea, there's something different all the time. So if we ask for miracles, I think it's a boring subject. Miracles happen all around us every day, every second, every minute. Look at your body and see the whole miracle from the head to the toe. So you see, the idea of having a village together, well, I don't think it's impossible, but we might spend too much energy for it. Understand? Maybe just stay home and spend that energy to develop ourselves. Go group meditation sometimes and mix with the world. Because that's also the way that we can bring the message into the world. Suppose if we stay together in one place only, maybe it's good for us. Yeah, and somehow it helps us. We don't have too much temptation, huh? We don't have too much negative influence on us. Because I was so true to myself. So I was so convinced. And whatever I say, people must believe me because it's the truth. Yeah, many years later, I found that things are different. So anyhow, we should create a spiritual village wherever we live. I think that's the idea. Mm. We have to attract more, right? Mm. What I mean is, the idea is to bring heaven into every home, so that every home is a Buddha's land, every home is heaven. It's difficult, I know. But this can be done, huh? Yes. Otherwise, it's also very nice to stay together, you know, for our sake. This is so beautiful. But how about your family, you see? Huh? Your friends? Your associates? Your boss, your work, they need you. They need you, your spiritual energy. Also, they need your loving presence to understand more about the God within themselves. If you bring that God to me, to our initiates, and stick together, all together, all the God sit there, God number two, God number one, number three, how about the society? Yes. If the world has no light at all, it would be dark. Better one light here, one light there, than no light. Better dim light than no light. So we have to light up our surrounding. Make a spiritual village with the center is ourselves. We radiate loving energies. We make shining examples. We make a kind of heaven for the people to take refuge in. Wherever we live, we must create heaven. And that is our spiritual village. So we should not have only one spiritual village concentrated in one spot of the planet, but we have it everywhere. Now, you see, also we have Belgium, Hungary, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Mexico, Panama, Paraguay, Chile, Costa Rica, Germany, South Africa, Portugal, what, Korea, Chinese, Malaysia, Cambodia, Canada, anywhere. You see this? Indonesia, huh? See that? Korea, Thailand, Hong Kong. Yes. So we are very rich. Yes. Better. Yeah. We have tried the alternative. Huh? So we also know what it is like to stay together in one place and work together. It's also fine. You have to be the center of the light in the society where you live, where you work, where you have your root. Huh? You have to develop from there. You have to branch yourself everywhere like a big, 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 big tree. So people will take refuge. Everyone must become a Supreme Master. Everyone must return to your position as a Supreme Master, as a Buddha, as a son and daughter of God. There's no need to take refuge anywhere but inside yourself, because you are God. Didn't the Bible tell you that? Yes. God made man in his own image. Yeah, remember? At least we are the children of God. We must walk like God. We must act like that, like the prince of the universe. No need to take refuge anywhere. No need to run around to any spiritual village or do anything special, go to Himalaya or nothing. Because you are God wherever you are. Yeah? Remember? Don't be weak. It's okay to have a teacher, no? Okay, to adore a teacher. It's okay to have somebody, you know, so that you can maybe have an example. But you have to spread, you know? Like take a root here, but the root must spread everywhere in order to sustain the whole big tree. And the tree must branch itself, big shade, so it protects a lot of beings. In the Buddhist story, there is a Buddhist scripture. There is a story about the tree, the banyan tree, Bodhi tree, very big. The 500 monks could take refuge underneath of its shade and to practice meditation. In old time, they don't have tent like we do. Huh? And they don't build houses, a big building like this, no aircon. Just take refuge under the trees. And that's how they can practice. And that was very famous, the master called Long Shu, Bodhisattva, Long Shu master. Long Shu means the banyan tree master. Because he always stay under the tree. And 500 disciples stay together there. Would you like to stay under the tree like that? In West Virginia? Christmas time? Huh? Boo? Boo, when the snow is higher than your head? Yeah, let's be practical. Now, you see, in India, it's well, more convenient because the weather there is warm and the people's need are very, very little. They live almost basically close to nature and their needs are few. They have no comparison to think. They don't have a neighbor to look up on like a richer or something like that. Almost are the same. Even the rich in India are not that, they don't look so glamorous like in America or elsewhere. When I was in India, I knew a few doctors, physicians. But their house are bare, really bare necessity. Their clinic, so-called clinic, you came in and you see one bench, wooden bench, or two benches perhaps. And then in the evening they put wood, plywood? They put on top a wood sheet, huh? Thick, huh? And then thick like this on top, and then they sleep on it, become a bed. Yeah, and the clinics like that. And there's only one kind of cabinet. Inside there are a few aspirin or something that I could even handle myself. Help yourself, clinic. And they don't earn that much money either, because most of the patients are poor. And some other doctors, I know one family, the wife is a doctor, and the husband is a lawyer. But their house also barely anything compared to your house. Understand? So even if the rich in India don't make other poor people too envious, so their life a little bit, very contented with whatever they have. So if they have a spiritual village together, they also have bare necessities. Very simple living.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 2 of Create a Spiritual Village Wherever We Live will continue next week. Tomorrow, please tune in for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, coming up next on Supreme Master Television, is Supreme Master Ching Hai's book premiere, The Dogs in My Life, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May your spirit soar high with heavenly insights.